Hello, it's Wildcards, the Anfield Rap Show, where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. The questions have been put up on X, or the topics rather. You've been voting for what you wanted to chat about. One of them I find particularly funny because Neil told me he didn't think we should include it because no one would want to talk about it, and it won by about 85% of the public vote. So we'll look forward to getting to that. What does he know? He knows nothing about public opinion. Other than that, I'd say everything you'd expect us to talk about, other things that you voted for. Everyone here has got a wild card if they don't want to chat about the things that our listeners have been voting for on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, and they can use that at any point in the show to talk about something else from the categories, not just something random. I've got Kev Walsh, I've got Mike Kearney, and I have got Josh Sexton. What a bloody lovely room it is. But let's dive straight in. There's no time to be lost. And LFC is, as always, our first category. Your options were conceding late goals. I had to talk Neil down from a ledge here of just making all 12 categories conceding late goals throughout. The options were that, Harvey Elliott, or our next centre-back target. And unsurprisingly, depressingly, Kev, everyone wants to talk about conceding late goals. I read Beth Lindop's piece this morning. She's fantastic, always, isn't she? But she opened it with the line, if there was a Premier League trophy for self-sabotage, our name would already be on it. And Jesus Christ, it really is starting to feel like that.
It really, really is. It's one of those self-fulfilling prophecies, isn't it? When you score and I'm late, that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah. And I heard Neil on, I'm not sure what it was, but he was talking about every team's now going, just keep going. Keep going, these will give you one. And increasingly, as it's continuing to happen, I think our players are probably going, fuck's sake, if we keep going, we'll give them one. And it's only talking about professional football being a game of small margins. That small margin of doubt in someone's mind, like, I know Virgil obviously makes a mess of that one for the first goal the other day, but that type of thing just seeps in, doesn't it? And what goes from being a relatively simple header on a throw-in or a clearance from the edge of the box or whatever just becomes a little bit snatched, a little bit nervy, a little bit stiff, and it doesn't quite get where you want it to go. And I think it's a mentality thing. When we were scoring late goals, I said it was a mentality thing because we believed in it. And I believe this is the same type of thing now. It's the mentality that we've got of, oh shit, we're just not safe, we're never safe. And it's the mentality of the opposition going, well, these are never safe, so we can keep going and we can keep going. And we used to like crush team spirits, didn't we? We'd play the game, and by the time it got to 80 minutes, they were thinking, we could play all day here and not get a goal or not get the win at least. Whereas now teams are probably thinking a 2-1 down was sound.
Yeah.
And one of the ways we can get around that is stop being one goal ahead or stop being level when it goes into injury time. Every fucking game is on a knife edge constantly. Like, our nerves at the moment, you know what I mean? And if they want to stop conceding goals like that, they need to start taking more control in the games for 90 minutes. And by doing the work earlier, you can take your foot off the gas a bit later on without the fear of, oh my God, it's only going to take one misstep and they've scored.